This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new law requires Colorado drivers to give space to stranded vehicles or pay a big fine. Sam Cole is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
If you see a stranded motorist or really anybody on the side of the road with their flashers on, yes, you need to move over a lane. If you can't move over a lane, you got to slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit.
The law goes into effect next week. Colorado's summer monsoon is a few weeks late, but it's here. And as CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, heavy rains are expected across the state through tomorrow.
The seasonal rain system could more than make up for its slow start. The storm is expected to hit areas that have already had record rainfall and move slower than your usual storm, 10 miles per hour versus the typical 30 to 40 miles per hour. Greg Hevner with the National Weather Service in Boulder says that could bring dangerous flooding to city streets and wildfire burn scars.
Next really couple of days are going to be one of the peaks that we've seen this year thus far for chances for having flash flood.
The rains are expected to taper off on Thursday, but could return next week. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, has confirmed it's laying off hundreds of positions across the U.S. corporate staff. The beer maker said the layoffs will impact less than 2% of its workforce. It's unclear how the cuts will impact the company's Fort Collins brewery, which has over 500 workers. The job cuts follow a months-long sales decline for Bud Light since conservatives vowed to boycott the brand due to its marketing campaign with a transgender influencer. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado's full of funny stories, like the one about the Fruta couple.
Who were getting ready for Sunday dinner and took a whack at their rooster, Mike.
Want to hear how this one ends and learn a few more? Tune in to CPR during All Things Considered this afternoon.